Hello, Christina Russell. Thanks for tuning into the video, and I hope you all are having a happy hump middle of the week Wednesday. So, this video is as not promised you, but what I mentioned yesterday about that conservative radio host got fired over talking about or making a comment about Kamala Harris's outfit that she wore. I think it was during the Supreme Court hearings, but she was the image that they showed. She was with Nancy Pelosi over Pelosi. These people are so irrelevant to me. I don't even get their names right. Over in the that office where they have at the Capitol building or whatnot, where she is. Okay. So you're not gonna believe what got this lady fired, but I'm gonna get into it because there's always, like I mentioned before, not just yesterday, but now, that they always have to pick and choose. This person, this liberal, insults somebody, this person still has his job. Hear about the case of Whoopi Goldberg. She still has hers. She got the smack on the wrist. Tucker and Charlie Kirk, they're still suspended from Twitter. Yet this lady, and you would believe it or not, she works for the Washington Post. But I found this story. I believe she was, it looked like she was being interviewed on Fox News. So put the victim, the face with the victim there. There's the young lady. You can see her. So it states conservative Amber Athey fired from radio station after racist jokes about Kamala Harris outfit. You know, if I can count the number of times that people have insulted me from my appearance alone, because everyone is not gonna like the way you look. I'll give you a perfect example. In Black America, you are in different social classes as far as acceptance. So people of lighter skin, like, we're gonna give you an example of that's biracials don't count, okay? Someone like Jasmine Guy or Lisa Bonet, I don't think she's biracial, they would be more ambiguous and socially accepted and most likely quicker to get married if a black man decides to marry them. On the other hand, a person that's very heavily melanated, like a Tika Sumpter or a Viola Davis, then they're going to be more social outcasts. Okay, I'm not talking about weight. I mean, weight is a different story. We get judged by that too, because as women, yes, we get more pressure on beauty than men do. So, in my case, not only do I appear, would I appear socially awkward to them because I don't look like the type that would even fit into the culture as far as being in hip hop. I mean, if you think disliking white people is bad and being conservative, I'll do something simpler. What, before I even got into this, what made me a social outcast? Not that big into hip hop. Not saying that I wasn't into like some artists. I was more of an 80s and 90s hip hop person. The fact that I watched a lot of comedy. I wasn't too big into the BETs. I was more like into MTV. And especially in high school, I listened to the George Michaels and instead of who were big artists at that time. Shy or people like SWV or Teddy Riley, those people, okay? But it doesn't mean that I didn't listen to them. I just wasn't that caught up into being saturated into it as the fact, because as I got older, I got more mature, and I just, by the age of 19, when I divest from that mindset altogether, I stopped listening to rap. So that's another thing. I'm more into, I don't mind listening to opera. I don't mind. When I was in college, I mostly spent my time at the library instead of going out, and not even, I wasn't even part of the Black Student Union. And I didn't wear the classy coat, because I didn't wear the $100, $200 sneakers, even though as a college student I could have gotten those things for myself. My mother definitely couldn't afford it, but I could as I got older. And even today, where I'm making more money, I still wouldn't buy that stuff. I'll just get some simple sneakers at Target or something like that. So if we're gonna have our undies in a bunch over everything that someone says to us that thinks about us, you're gonna have a lot of problems in life. And yes, even if you have worked with, there are even people in my circles that are like that. And there's a colleague that I work close with who can, she's lazy, she can get away with everything, and yet she gripes about my appearance. But she does that because I have more male visitors coming to my office than she does. So I know what that's all about. So that's her own insecurity and envy and jealousy, but I still have to watch her because jealousy is a dangerous thing. So if she offers me a ride, I no, that's all right. If she wants to buy me something, I'll go to the store. Ooh, my skin. I just put some lotion on. Wow, what's going on? I said, no, that's all right. So yeah, I mean, people are gonna say something like, it goes deeper than that. They may not even like the car you drive, even though you have a nice working car. But you can't always judge by the outside of the car. You follow what I'm saying? So, what this young lady, Kamala Harris, probably old enough to be this young lady's mother. I'm not saying, I didn't mean that. Well, maybe I shouldn't give that as an example. But you know what I mean. I mean, Kamala Harris is older. So why didn't Kamala Harris intervene and said, no, you don't have to fire the young lady. It's not a big deal. So let's get into it. Washington editor for The Spectator magazine, Amber Ashtey, says she was fired from her co-hosting gig at WMAL FM over a tweet she posted last month joking about the vice president's outfit. Okay, so this happened on Monday at a place called Connor and Company, and all of a sudden they found out that she was absent, and they thought she was sick or on vacation, but then found out later on, I think from an additional tweet that she wrote, and I can remember, I work with a young lady named Amber, so I can remember this name. They found out she was fired. Okay, so this is the little comment that got her fired, and then I'm gonna close because these people are becoming more ridiculous. Quote, because I'm reading exactly what she said to avoid being accused of plagiarism. Kamala looks like a UPS employee. What can Brown do for you? Nothing good, apparently. And then she laughed. I think maybe she made some type of, one of those emojis where you, and I've sent it to some of you, responded to your comments, with the tears. Maybe there was an emoji like that. Someone read it, got their undies in a bunch, hurt their feelings because maybe they got the same outfit. What's wrong with UPS? So what if I look like a UPS employee? Maybe she likes brown. I've got beige clothes. I mean, what the, okay, maybe she should have worn a orange or lime green. I mean, really, I mean, she's the VP of the greatest nation in the world. I don't think she, Kamala Harris, is worried about this young lady saying something about, because I know she's not the one that complained about it. She probably just found out about it. I didn't hear her on television say, that young lady is a racist for what she said about my outfit last week. I mean, I've worn some, you know what, I'm not going to get into it. Oh, some people liked it, some people didn't. Same with jewelry. I like pearls, most women like diamonds. But you all let me know what you think. I mean, I told you this story was gonna blow up. I think I came across another one that's similar. But now I think I'm gonna change gears for tomorrow's story. This week on my live stream, I'm gonna talk about the patriarchy in addition to this new song about the baseball song will take me out to the ball game. If you want to listen to that song, it's on my podcast. I can leave the link in the description box so you can listen to it. It's about a minute long, and they're changing it from Cracker Jack to Cracker Jill, and how that will affect or may affect our patriarchy if the super feminist movement didn't already. Thanks again. I appreciate you all so much, and one of my subscribers ended it exactly the same way. Christina Reso, pray for our nation and our brothers and sisters suffering under the name of Christ globally, and I'll talk to you super soon.